Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8.05 or 8.05, one of those. On Tuesday morning, today is going to be super hot. Hot and sweaty. Hot and sweaty. It's a good day for laying down in the shade. With your or in your bed with a fan and a spray and a mist bottle.
There you go.
Watch a little TV. Stretch out. It's supposed to be like, I heard 88 at your house.
And 92 in more inland areas. Right. Livermore, Walnut Creek is going to be super
hitting the
warm.
90s.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yikes.
That was exciting.
Yeah.
All right. I guess I'm just going to get to this terrible news. I'm going to lay it out there, and we're
well,
gonna...
speaking of the weather and pools and
yes, you know it's not funny at all. It's it's interesting. We talked about this morning because Yuzette and I were discussing this absolute tragedy that's happened, and it's true. It only takes a second, and you know, you just I don't need to tell you. You have to be vigilant, kids and pools and. It is no joke, and it happens. It can happen really fast, and you know you turn your back for a couple of minutes, and the worst can happen, and it did. Bodie Miller had a 19-month-old daughter who died in a drowning accident. Emmeline Greer Miller was her name. She passed away in a hospital. This was somewhere in Orange County. Bodie and his wife Morgan were attending a neighbor's party on Sunday, and somehow this little girl ended up in a pool. It's unclear how long she was in the water. Paramedics rushed to the scene and performed CPR, transported her to a hospital, and they were not able to resuscitate her. Morgan and Bodie went on social media to say, "We are beyond devastated. Never in a million years did we think we would experience a pain like this. Her love, her light, her spirit will never be forgotten. Our little girl loved life and lived it to its fullest every day." She was the youngest of Bodie's four children. She was named after Bodie's grandmother, Emmeline. 4 months ago, they announced that they're expecting, I believe this will be their third child together. So
yeah, he had a couple with from a previous marriage, right?
Right. So I think that if Emmeline was his fourth, this one that the one that his wife is pregnant with now is going to be their third.
Got it.
They married in 2012. They shared news of Morgan's third pregnancy on Instagram back in April. Happy Easter from our growing Miller family. Baby Miller coming October 2018. In late May, she is apparently a professional beach volleyball player.
Yeah.
She shared a photo. This is an absolutely darling photo. It's even just more tragic knowing as we do what happened. She's at an ultrasound appointment, and she's got her young daughter there next to her.
This is the one that passed away.
This is the baby that has passed away. In fact, here's, if you'd like to see it, here's another picture of her with her dad. You know, just as adorable as a 19-month-old can be. Just a beautiful little girl. Checking out, and she titled this particular photo where she's, you know, she's got the goo on her stomach and her, and she's getting someone's rubbing the ultrasound machine over her.
I just did it yesterday.
And she's laying next to her little girl. And giving her a kiss. It's a beautiful photo. And she titled it, "Checking Out My Baby with My Other Baby." They're also parents to a three-year-old son named Nash Scan. And he's got two kids from a previous relationship, a five-year-old son named Samuel and a daughter, Neeson, who is 10. Miller is a six-time Olympic gold medalist in the super combined, 2010 Winter Games in Vancouver. He won gold in the Super Combine. They say Super Combined here. I think it's, isn't it the Combine? Whatever. And he last competed at the 2014 Olympics in Sochi. And, you know, they're
He's an announcer now. Like Johnny, he went on to do announcing, and he's good. He was the guy that made that crack about some lady's husband being the reason he didn't. She didn't do well. Remember that?
Yeah.
And he had to say sorry,
because she's married now, or
it was
something
clearly
like that.
A joke.
Or he's married now. Whatever. Yeah. Right.
But people didn't take it that way, right. And he had to go back and say, "Listen, I'm just kidding."
Speaking of Johnny Mosley,
filling up airtime.
Didn't first of all, he's going to do a movie review, I believe, next week.
Oh, he's doing. Is it The Incredible? No. Mm. What is it?
Jurassic World. Highly anticipated.
And he surprised you on the street the other day, didn't he?
Oh, I was standing on the corner the other day, as I do. Mm-hmm. You know, extra money.
What?
No, I thought you were just waiting for your Uber, but okay.
No, I was waiting across the street. I don't expect cars to stop because they rarely do. So I stand and wait for them to stop. And this Toyota Tundra, ding, ding, shame, Johnny. You know, because he reps Toyota.
Yeah, he does.
And so this vehicle pulls up. I hear a whistle. He pulls up that one. And then I just look at the dude. And all I see through the windows is teeth. I see these white-ass teeth and sunglasses. And I'm just like, all right,
whatever, dude.
Yeah, exactly. And then he rolls down the window. And I go, what the bleep are you doing? He's all, what's up? Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, dude. And there's these cars behind him honking. I go, oh, dude, there's cars behind you. He goes, all right, well, I just want to say hi. All right, see you soon. Bye.
That's funny.
That was just random?
Yeah, that was just random, right?
Like
in front
right
of
out
building.
Front here, huh?
Yeah.
Funny. I wonder where he was going.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, oh, he's probably going to go record a commercial somewhere.
Right. Or go hang out at the battery club.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know? Well, anyway, so sorry to hear Bodie Miller's terrible news this morning. That is awful. It's
I saw some video over the weekend. It happened back east. There was a swimming pool. It looked like a public pool, and there was kids swimming. And the boy was like, hey, I was hanging out with my friends. There were six of us. And all of a sudden, there was five of us. I looked around, and I didn't see my friend. So I went under, and there was my friend at the bottom of the pool. He grabbed a 12-year-old scrawny boy, grabs his friend, you know, throws him over his shoulder, swims up to the top.
Oh my God.
And then, you know, gets over to the ladder. A woman who normally is in a wheelchair, this particular moment, she felt good enough to get out of her wheelchair. And so she pulls, she sees the boys in distress. She pulls the boy out, plops him on the cement.
Yeah.
Gives them
CPR,
which she had learned 10 years ago. And she said, I forgot all about my pain. Like, all I knew was I had to save this little boy. She gives him the CPR. The boy starts coughing.
Oh.
He was dead.
Mm.
Was this a TV show?
No, this is real life. And back east over the weekend. And so the 12-year-old boy saves his little friend. The woman, who normally is in a wheelchair, saves the little boy, and the little boy is
heroics.
Like, yes, it was so. I was just like crying watching it, and the little boy's like, if it wasn't for Celeste and whatever his friend's name is,
Tommy,
yeah, I'd be dead.
You know what's crazy?
Like,
How many kids would be doing head counts on their friends? Like, that's actually amazing.
Yeah,
like that's.
I was shocked there was no lifeguard on duty. A public pool, no lifeguard on duty. So let's bring around that, you know, look out, people. It's summertime
please.
Now.
It really can happen fast. And your precious kids. I had a friend.
I can't imagine the pain.
Oh, my God. I have a friend who, well, he's my age. We went to school together. Mm-hmm. At 30, his daughter drowned at 2 years old. He was 30 years old. She was a two-year-old, and she drowned. And I just remember him being like, I'm only 30 years old. How am I going to live the rest
broken.
Of my life with this? Like, he was just in, just right, irretrievable, just broken.
Mm-mm.
So don't let that be you. Do whatever you can to not be that person. As happy as everyone is that, you know, the U.S. and North Korea have met up and...
Mm-hmm.
You know, things are going smoothly. No one's happier than Dennis Rodman. Dude was literally crying tears of joy. He went on CNN shortly after their meeting. He had streams. He had sunglasses on and streams just welling up behind him and then pouring out the sides. Like, crying. He praised the historic meeting. And, of course, he's, you know, taking credit for it as well. He says that he's the one who softened Kim up.
Yeah.
He's been the U.S.'s, they call it here, the unofficial spokesperson of all things North Korea for a while now. He brought a basketball team to the country to get on Kim Jong-un's good side. He claims that he gave The Art of the Deal, Trump's book, to Kim Jong-un. And he said that that all paid off. He said that was how Kim Jong-un got to know who Donald Trump was.
Huh.
I don't know how Donald Trump got to know who Kim Jong-un was. I guess just, you know, after the 13-second hand-holding thing yesterday, that must have. He went on to brag that Trump's secretary called him to say the president was proud of the work he'd done. So there he was on CNN. You know, thank you. I think we all owe a big debt of gratitude to Dennis Rodman. Thank you, Dennis. All right.
He saw all the pictures.
You saw it. You've seen the pictures.
He went on and on. There's actually a lot. You'd be surprised. The people stood there and let him go and go. And
well,
go.
They're like, this is gold. Let's just let him talk. Well, people are going to want to see this. People will pay money to see this. We talked about this a lot this morning early on. But just, you know, delightful news. Oh, kids. They love so hard. They feel things so deeply. They move so fast.
Now I know it. I'm like, what are you talking about? Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Ariana Grande, yeah. The beautiful and talented Ariana Grande.
Mm-hmm.
And Pete Davidson, who, if you watch SNL on the regular, you know exactly who this guy is. Young kid. And he's been very, very open about his struggles with mental illness and dependency issues. He seems like a total train wreck, but also seems like a basically nice person. Like, I actually think he's really good on the show, and he seems, you know, to really have a handle on who
but
he is
and
what he's dealing
with. But you also think she can do a lot better.
Based
on the way you're talking, you think she can do a lot better.
It's not that she can do a lot better. It's that she, because look, every person has their worth. It's that I'm a little troubled that she just broke up with Mac Miller after 2 years, and she, you know, had gone on to Twitter even, I think, defending herself. Like, look, I tried with that guy. He was abusing everything. And he got in like an accident right after they broke up, and people were blaming it on her. Like, oh, well, you sent him over the edge by breaking up. And she's like, what, I'm supposed to stay with a guy, you know, because he might hurt himself?
Her long response online was that she did everything she could to help that guy.
Right. So she clearly needed someone else to help. And look, he's been, I think he says he's been sober since March of 2017.
Right.
The new guy.
Pete Davidson, who also just broke up with someone after a 2-year on and off relationship. And that person is Cassie David, who we later found out was Larry David's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She's a lovely girl. But they're, you know, they're giving it a go. And now it's been 1 month, so of course they're engaged.
Enough time has passed, Sarah.
Enough time has passed. You don't have a long engagement, is what their friends are saying. It was about 2 weeks ago that they kind of went public. They started posting things on Instagram about each other. And yeah, we're seeing each other. And I believe her quote was, it's casual. 2 weeks later, not as casual. I guess, you know, once he went and got a couple of tattoos inspired by her, it became slightly less casual. But anyway,
if you start dating a grown man,
mm-hmm,
who has a bunch of tattoos from past girlfriends, does it bother you?
Mm-hmm.
It does. Does it bother you?
Ask a question again.
You start dating an adult male,
uh-huh,
who has some tattoos,
uh-huh,
from related to or the name of an ex. Does it bother you?
I've never had that happen, but I'm going to say no, but who knows?
What if, like,
I'm
you were
of a jealous
what
person.
If you were like...
You are kind of jealous. That's, I'm saying, so Cindy is across this guy's heart.
Lower stomach.
If I'm super serious, if I'm going
right
to marry the
it.
Guy, if we're getting engaged and we're going to be married, you got to do something with that.
Yeah, Cindy, Rosalie, and Meredith have got to be erased from your body.
Right.
So a wolf head over his heart covering Cindy's name is acceptable.
Sure.
Okay. Good to know. Mm-hmm. I could see that most people would be bothered by that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, they're all of it. You got this person's initials on your hand. Yeah,
please
and this
don't get my name
your...
on there, too. All right? Please don't.
My dad had his girlfriend's name, Jean, G-E-A-N, on his arm for years, you know, after he married my mom.
This was after your mom.
I mean, sorry. This is before my mom, and my mom never made him change it. It's right. The only tattoo. It's sort of jailhouse-looking tattoo.
So
the only tattoo that my dad ever had.
Did he do that as a teenager?
Was it
spelled
wrong?
He must have, because he married my mom when he was like 20. I think my mom was 17.
Yeah,
or
that's
something.
That sounds like a homemade tattoo for a high school sweetheart.
Homemade stuff going on.
Yeah,
but the end of the story is that when my father died and we couldn't figure out his passwords to get into
get
his
out
stuff.
Of here.
One day, like for a week, we're trying to figure out, like, how do we get in and, you know, all this stuff. Like, oh, let's type in this. And, you know, all the kids' names, all the birth dates, right. Mom's name, all the stuff. And one day I woke up and I go, Gene, type in Gene to my brother. Boop, 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 boop. Everything opens up.
Oh, my
it
God.
It was Gene. Oh, my gosh.
His
Dad.
High school
oh,
sweetheart.
Yeah. So what does that
password?
Mean? He just loved
Maybe
Gene.
Maybe he loved Gene. I never heard
the
anything
one
about
that got
Gene.
Away.
Possibly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's spelled
that
funny
is,
too.
Yeah.
That's my favorite story.
That's a great story.
Well, does that mean my mom tattooed her boyfriend's name on her wrist?
On the outside of her wrist.
On the outside of her wrist, John was his name. When she broke up with him, she took a cigarette to her hand.
Oh, your mom was so hardcore.
And burnt
gangster.
It off. She was hella gangster. And just burnt it off. Just sizzled it. That's how much she hated him.
And that's why I'm single.
Thank you, Hooman.
Wow.
Tattoos.
That is.
Bad.
So she had just a big bubble scar there on her.
Yeah. It was white.
But it was gone.
It was gone.
John was gone.
Yep.
Damn. Well, anyway, Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson, he's now got her initials on his thumb and then bunny ears behind his ear for her Dangerous Woman record.
And then did he get like a third one on his
I don't know. I don't
fingers?
See that, but Vinny was saying something about a cloud.
There's a cloud that they both have now tattooed on their fingers.
On their fingers. Mm-hmm. Like the ring fingers?
Apparently, yes, on the ring. Like the ring. I don't know
like
where.
Like a ring.
But like on the knuckle here.
Oh.
I think his was on his middle finger. Apparently, that cloud is a signature of hers.
Oh.
Like she uses it for a bunch of stuff. I don't know what.
Must mean something to her.
I'm new to the super fandom of Ariana Grande.
Mm. You're like the biggest fan, though, on the show.
I think I am.
She performs on a cloud. You know the same way Kanye performs on a stage that's floating?
Oh, she floats on a cloud?
Here it is right here. Check that out.
Oh, boy. Look at that.
Boom.
Oh.
There she is.
So maybe that's her little...
Now you know.
Now we know.
And Mac Miller got into a DUI hit and run, but he crashed into a pole, knocked it over with some people.
And then he took off.
And he fled the scene.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
But then...
Whoa, what am I going to do?
It's her
sit
fault.
Here?
Right. But he left his car, the G-Wagon there,
right.
On the scene.
Go home, was, sober up real quick.
He said he was the most polite drunk person that they've encountered.
Oh.
That's odd.
Good to know,
okay,
I guess.
Yeah. Well, at least he didn't resist.
So a source says here of Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson's one-month anniversary engagement. It's a recent engagement. They're just two people who found love quickly and make each other happy all the time for the whole month. They both started talking about it this past week, and it's not something they're hiding. Grande tweeted an emoji-filled message moments after the news went public Monday afternoon. "I love you," she wrote, flanked by tons of laughing monkey faces. It's actually the See No Evil monkey. And then she did a bunch of the monkeys, and then she wrote SM, which people are saying is so much. And then more monkey faces, and then, okay, bye. Adorable.
You know when you first start doing it, how you just can't imagine yourself not doing it with this person?
Mm-hmm.
And you just can't do it enough times?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not the time to go get tattoos or propose, because that's the... I got that. That's nice of you to think that, but keep it to yourself for a little while.
Let's just see if this lasts. Let's just give it a few more weeks. 2 weeks in. Anyway, they're good for them. It's great. They say it'll be a long engagement.
Right.
That's what they're saying.
Because I've never felt like this before in my whole life.
So not Ariana Grande. I'm moving on. I'm on the next page, but she's clearly still on my mind. Black China.
Ugh.
Black China is getting some crap online. People are saying she's got some new boyfriend who's 18
years old. Yeah.
His name is YBN Almighty J.
He's an aspiring rapper.
So, and people are saying, oh my God, you just had a baby with Rob. You had a baby with Tyga. You're already pregnant with this dude's baby. Turns out, no. She says she's just bloated. And I really think the internet is giving her crap for the wrong reason. Here's the getup that she had on for her kindergartner's graduation last Friday. Vinny, this is what she chose to wear to her kindergartner's graduation.
It's cut all the way down to her tummy.
Describe the outfit, though.
It's a white dress, long sleeves, to the knees, totally form-fitting, but it's completely open at the chest.
Yeah, boobs are in full, mighty display.
Yuzette would crush this outfit. Mm-hmm.
That's like a club outfit. That's something mm-hmm. you wear out with adults.
Maybe she'd been out the night before at a club and just hadn't had time to go home and change, because that is so the opposite of what you wear to your kids' kindergarten graduation.
Yeah.
She looks pregnant, though.
She does. Well, she looks like she's carrying high, but yeah. She is rotund in that area.
Well,
she likes it. She's going.
She just had a kid, though, right?
Well,
how old's that baby with
Dream?
Her and Rob?
I'm gonna say
almost 2 years, probably.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that. I mean,
it's time. Is it time? Baby?
Time for another baby? Is
no, I was gonna say you. She's had time to drop whatever weight she might have been carrying.
Yeah, which she has.
Yeah, no, she doesn't look bad there. Even the weird bump that she's got in the middle, she does look like one good burp would clear that. I mean, everything else looks pretty solid.
I wouldn't go white myself. I would have gone black.
The dress, it's pink.
Oh.
I know it's a black and white picture, so it looks...
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's pastel.
Yeah, I would have gone...
You can hide in a photo.
I would have gone, you know, a cute shirt and a pair of jeans for the kindergarten thing,
right.
But, you know... That's me. What do I know about fashion? Maybe this is one of those schools where everybody gets all dressed up all the time. I don't know. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, so much stuff. One of the things is signs that you have your life together.
Oh,
after
my God.
These.
I can't wait to find out. Radio.com. Radio.com. 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, and thanks for listening. This is going to be hot today. Makes you think, oh my God, summer is here.
Here's what's happening. So it looks like President Trump's meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un produced a major step toward peace. Obviously,
fantastic.
They have to follow through with complete denuclearization, but...
Step one.
Fingers crossed. It's the first meeting of the two countries.
In 60s, almost 70
since the
years,
50s.
Right.
That's a big deal.
Yep.
So, congratulations. So, the Warriors won the NBA Finals, and the parties today, fans in gold and blue, are lining up in the Oakland on the streets along the parade route. Apparently, last year or in years past, they've met at the end, like in Lake Merritt or something, and they were able to sort of meet and greet.
Yeah.
They're not going to do that this time. So as they're passing, that'll be your opportunity to say, hey.
Right.
And then I guess they're going to all go start their vacations.
Rather than hang at Lake Merritt.
Right. Hey. Probably want to go to wherever it is they live and get started living.
Mm-hmm. This has got to be what a great end to a great season. And they walk down the streets of Oakland and everybody just loves on them. And then they get in their private planes and go to their perfect paradises.
Wherever.
Palace.
Right. So they'll expect about 1 million fans there. And the celebration starts at 11 a.m. if it hasn't already started.
Well, they're definitely. I was just watching KTVU in the other room. And everyone just looks so happy and blue and yellow and gold and and hot dogs and flags and
it's
smiles.
It's a beautiful thing.
And
people are brought together over team love.
Yep.
Every season, whether it's the Giants, the Niners, whatever, and it's pretty cool, the Warriors being so successful.
Everyone looks so happy in those shots.
So today's Tuesday. Sorry, Thursday is the beginning of the World Cup in Russia. It begins at 8 a.m. with Russia versus Saudi Arabia. We have 11 dead as boats have collided in Russia, hosting a city hosting one of the World Cup games.
What happened?
They say the accident occurred late Monday.
Was this just revelers out in boats?
A barge being pulled by a towboat collided with a paddle boat carrying 16 people on a sightseeing tour.
Oh.
So these were people in town for the World Cup.
How awful.
11 people were killed and 5 others were saved. It's looking like captain of one of the vessels was drunk.
Oh, which one?
I don't know, but, you know, we love to travel and we all think that
it's what could happen?
The biggest part of life is seeing the world. Mm-hmm. And yet it's so different everywhere else. Not that we couldn't have a drunken boat captain, but yikes. Bad news.
Yeah, it's terrible news.
One other quick headline. The mayor's race here in San Francisco continues to be counted, and it looks like London still leads, but it's not going to be decided for another couple days, as they still have, what did you say, 1,700 votes to count?
Yeah, like 1,601 or something like that.
Well, they have 17,000 votes to count.
Right, and she leads by 1,601.
Oh, okay, that's what it was.
Oh, that's what it was. Don't ask me numbers.
Well, we got there. That's all right. It's fine.
We always do.
I wanted to mention something to you before I get to my next news story.
Right.
Somehow I caught a show called The Bachelorette last night.
Oh, God, that show.
Have you seen it?
It doesn't matter. You can't ruin that show for me. It's so stupid.
Oh, I thought you didn't want to know stuff about it. Is it The Bachelor you don't want to know about?
No, I don't want to know who got sent home or anything.
Oh, no. Yeah. I only caught this segment where these two people walk in to a music studio. And that's what caught my attention. I went, oh, it's about to happen here. And it's Richard Marks. Do you know who that is?
Sure, of course.
Okay. He is meeting with
Star Search. Was that from Star? Was he?
No, Richard Marks, he had a bunch of hits in the
80s.
They recognized him on Star Search. Remember Ed McMahon did that Star Search thing?
Oh, was Richard Marks on Star Search?
Uh-huh.
Is that where he was discovered?
I could be wrong. Someone will tell me, I'm sure.
Well, anyway, so this girl and boy walk into the studio to meet Richard Marks, and I'm like, what is this? And she's telling him, I've had this song. Let me crank that up there.
Go insane.
Go, Bren.
I hear your voice.
Oh, you know this?
Hell yeah, I know the song.
All right.
The pain.
Let me see if I can find that.
Oh, this is a beauty. I like...
Where's the hook?
It's right
here.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here waiting for you.
All right, we got it.
Okay.
So
Rockin, so she's had this song?
I don't know what show I'm watching at this point yet.
Okay.
And so she goes, I have had this song, and she starts singing it, and she's awful. Mm. And I thought it was like a singing show, so I thought, oh, well, she's thrown out of here.
Huh.
Sure enough, though, it after watching for a second, it's the two it's the Bachelorette,
and she's on a
date,
and
one of the contestants, they're on a date.
Is this the banjo playing guy by any chance? Because there is a musician on the show.
I don't think that's this guy. Mm. So they meet Richard Marks, and it's crunchy and weird, and I'm like, oh God, this is terrible. And he says, oh, come and sit by the on the piano with me, and he plays the hook from his song, and he actually says, you come sit on the piano with me. You stand right there to the guy.
Oh.
Crunch.
Oh.
You stay there.
Oh, boy.
Oh my God, he's so amazing.
There is a payoff to this story. I just wanted to. So the hook is, he goes, I'm here to help you write each other a love song. And I'm like, oh no. Oh God, what could be worse?
Did they record it and everything afterward?
So they don't record it, but they do write. They go to separate corners with notebooks and actually write a love song to each other. And that is some crunchy ass TV.
Yeah.
Oof.
Especially since they really just met.
Right.
I don't know anything about you, but I look into your eyes and I see my future as your bride.
For the guy, it's all about how he's had a hard time.
Oh, yeah.
My dad left. My dad left when I was a boy. I'm a victim of divorce. Oh. And then as a grown up, I wrote my dad and I wanted to, you know, have a relationship with him. And he said no.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, man. Burn.
His dad sucks.
His dad said no.
Yikes.
And so this is his big, I can't, my heart, there's a scab. It's not. And that's what his song is.
I see.
You love that show, huh?
Oh, my God. It's so funny. I just love laughing at it.
All right.
But I have to admit, I watched the first one, and then we haven't gotten back. We've been busy.
Right, with the yard. Looks good.
Thanks.
What I've seen of it looks good.
Let's hope it doesn't burn down.
Well, I'm sure your neighbors are knocking as you do there. Here are some signs that you are a grown-up and you have your life together.
All right, let's hear them.
Smelling good.
Oh, well, I like to hope
check.
I do. I don't put any smelly products on. I like to be neutral. I hate smelling stuff on
people.
Yeah,
but you're not smelly.
Hope not.
Keeping eye contact during conversations.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely a sign of a grown-up.
It's normal grown-up stuff for sure. Yeah.
But not like weird eye contact where you never break it and you're like almost moving to get yourself back in line with someone's eyes as they uncomfortably shift away from you.
And that whole making eye contact is a sign of honesty. No, it's not. People lie all the time.
They'll
They're
look you right in your eyes.
And liars, and it's just real life. Don't go, well, he looked me right in the eye, Dad, so I gave him all my money. That's not a sign of honesty.
Nope. And a good liar is a good liar.
Right. Wearing nice clothes, owning a car, eating healthy. These are from a survey. These are signs that someone has their life together. Married is on the list.
You got it together.
Outwardly,
anyway.
It's weird, though. There's a lot of people cling to that. Like, this is, I have to be married. Like, we're going to watch Slash. He just gave away all his money, and he's going to go and marry right again. Right back down
this
the aisle.
This time it'll definitely work.
Having a high-paying job, keeping a regular exercise routine, following through on plans, and the number one sign that you have your together, owning a home.
Oh,
I thought something
good.
Like a 401k was going to be on there.
It should be.
That's a nice one, too. These are just answers that people gave.
Yeah. Survey answers.
Yeah. It is funny. When you have a home, you do feel like, you've got your own place. You've got it set. All your stuff's there.
Well, you're rooted.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've started a life.
I think the rooted thing is a big deal forever. Mm-hmm. I just felt like everything.
I can leave at any moment.
Movable. Everything is this thing.
Right. Why would I buy something nice? I'm just gonna ruin it next time I move.
Right. How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Vincent.
Hello Kitty was created in Japan.
Yeah.
But she's British.
Yeah.
Is she?
Because when Hello Kitty was created in the 60s, British culture was trendy in Japan.
Oh. Hello Kitty.
So Hello Kitty is a Brit.
Ooh. Which, I had no idea.
You know, out of Japan.
Hmm.
You like that? You ever go through a Hello Kitty phase?
I really didn't. It kind of missed me. I know a lot of people who are... Still, I do think Hello Kitty's kind of cute and kitschy, and, you know, I guess if I saw a cute purse with a Hello Kitty on it, I would
turn around and make one just like it.
Right. Blown out stores of just Hello Kitty stuff.
Right. Little Hello Kitty.
Yeah. We're not buying Josh that. Keys. I got the stuff to make that at home.
Do that.
Right, let's go.
I got to go home and make a Hello Kitty bag.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I hope one of the signs of having your life together is knowing what all the keys on your key ring do. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I used to carry I just never took any keys off of it. And finally I just went, okay, this thing's stabbing me every time I turn around. Like it's just bristling with keys. I'm going to figure out which ones. Now I have two keys on my thing.
Well, yeah, not by design, but certainly along the way, I've changed many of the things my missus does, including the giant 40 keys on a ring that she can't.
Right. Like, which ones do you actually
use? Tell
me
which one of these you use. You got to get rid of the rest of these.
Well, I don't know that. I might need it. What if I come upon a locked box somewhere and I got to try all my keys?
How many times has that happened? Well, never, but
you never know.
Ridiculous.
I'm pretty sure this is per piece of luggage I gave away like 9 years ago, but I'm not positive, so I'm going to keep it.
So what's the over-under on that engagement? I'll take under 3 months.
Oh, the Pete Davidson, Ariana Grande?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't wishing doom on anything, but I don't have a good feeling about the two of them. Good luck, guys. Good luck, kids.
Well, they clearly get over breakups really fast, so you don't have to worry about them.
Right.
If they break up, they'll be on to the next.
Mm-hmm.
650 says, Yuzette is so deliciously ratchet. Her mama's tattoo removal via cigarette is hardcore. Yeah. This is why Yuzette is such a badass.
Oh, yeah, Yuzi.
I'm the badass. Thank you.
Someone else wrote in, and I guess I didn't really pay attention to the spelling. Did she just say Jean was spelt with a G? G-E-A-N?
I could have. But it's spelled J-E-A-N.
Oh, it was spelled correctly.
Yeah, sorry, did I say
J? Yeah, you did. Okay. And I actually thought, oh, that's weird. Did he get it misspelled on his arm? Or is that actually just a new way to spell Jean?
Yeah, it was with
a
J.
Oh, it is a J. Okay. Oh, all right. Jean.
Thank you, listener.
There's a song called Jean. My dad used to have a 45. You can find the song called Jean.
That's all right. We'll be right back after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.